Chapter 5 Eyes in the Dark. The next morning, Neil goes to the plane again. In the cabin, he finds his backpack with his things in it. He shows it to Julie.
Look, Julie, it's a miracle. Here's my torch, my Swiss Army knife, the mosquito net, matches, a water bottle, and look, my compass!
He cries excitedly.
Can we use the compass without a map?
Asks Julie.
Yes, we can. But first, we need to establish our position. That tree looks easy to climb. Perhaps from the top, I can see where we are. Can you help me to reach that first big branch?
Neil begins to climb. The tree is covered with creepers, and he uses them to climb, but they are hard and cut his hands and legs. He is soon tired. Eventually, he reaches the top and gasps with surprise. Around him, he can see the green jungle canopy for kilometers and kilometers. Above his head, the sky is a clear, intense blue.
Wow! What a view! This jungle is immense!
He cries. In the distance, to the east, he can see a range of high mountains. Their summits are white in the sunlight.
That's snow on those mountains! Dad said that the only snowy mountains in the area are in the Rwenzori Range. If those are the Rwenzori Mountains, the town of Fort Portal is on the other side of them. If we can reach it, we can contact Dad!
Neil climbs down and explains everything to Julie.
So we have to walk northeast of the mountains. Then we have to cross the mountains and walk to Fort Portal.
I don't know, Neil. It's a long way, and my leg still hurts a lot. How many days do we need to walk?
She asks.
5 days, maybe six. I don't know exactly, Julie, but it's our only chance. We can't stay here. No one can find us in this jungle,
he replies.
Okay, Neil, let's try. I can use that to help me to walk.
Julie points to a branch on the ground. The jungle is dense and wild. It is hot and humid. There are many strange insects, spiders and giant ants. Neil is afraid that there are snakes. The ground is very uneven, and it is difficult to walk. The two friends fall many times. Julie is soon tired. Her leg is still very painful. They walk all day, but their progress is slow. They are hungry and thirsty. On the equator, night arrives very suddenly. The sky becomes orange, then red. Under the trees, it is dark. The two friends stop.
It's dark, Neil. I think we have to sleep here,
says Julie.
You're right,
he replies.
Let's camp in that big tree.
They climb up to the low branches of an enormous baobab tree. They decide to suspend their things from the tree to protect the food from wild animals during the night. Julie puts the mosquito net over the sleeping place, while Neil lights a small fire below the tree.
It's creepy here. I don't like it,
Julie says, looking around.
Don't be an idiot, Julie. We're safe here in the tree, and the fire is a deterrent for the animals,
replies Neil, but he looks worried.
Something is watching us! Over there, in the ferns!
She gasps, pointing. Neil and Julie stare at the bushes. The leaves start to move, and the light from the fire illuminates two large eyes. Slowly, a figure emerges. It comes towards them. The figure stops, and then comes near. A small pygmy boy is standing in front of them in the firelight. He is almost naked, with a pouch tied around his stomach. In his hand, he has a sharp spear. He is pointing the spear at Neil and Julie.